Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hill radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blavino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's going on, y'all out there, Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans? It's all good.
That's what's up. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. For everybody online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And for all inquiries, that's putemonblastradio@gmail.com. PUTEM on Blast Radio. And, excuse me, but you can also hit us up on Facebook, and you can hit us up on Twitter, Put 'Em On Blast Radio, or Crazy Mo Blavino, or Kimmy Simone. And I want to give love to all the fans, all the supporters, everybody out there been holding it down and tuning in with us. Shout out to all you guys out there. Shout out to all the sponsors. Much love to all you guys. And shout out to my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. And Miss Kimmy Simone, is there any shout out you want to give out at this time?
Yes, I'd like to give a big, big shout out to my grandfather, Eugene Roberts. Rest in peace. He's an honorable man. I'd like to give a shout out to No Face Shadow Man. I'd like to give a shout out to Amy for supporting and bringing him along with her and looking out for him. I'd like to thank, send a shout out to you, Crazy Mo, off top. And a shout out to you for putting up with everybody's mess, even my mess, and still keeping the show going, still keeping everybody motivated, and still keeping it going. I just want to thank you for having the strength and for being a man that you are. And for people out there that don't know what type of man you are, they're missing out. And I just want to thank you for being the man that you are, for keeping everything going and keeping strength and motivation and everything.
It's all good and it's all love and much love. To Man, UNG Records, like always. I see Pushing Dope Productions, Coolio the Underdog, all you guys out there, we salute all you guys. OYG Red Rum, Badass, we salute you guys. Mike V, everybody out there, holding it down, much love. And right now, we have a Thursday night music industry discussion, as always, with our special co-host. Yes, as is Madman UNG Records. And right now, Madman, say what's good to everybody on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What up, Put 'Em On Blast? The big homie Madman. What up, Chris? Oh, Kimmy Simone, what it do?
What's up, Madman? I meant to mention you, brother. You know, you always there in my heart. I just got a lot going on. But, you know, you got mad love for me, Madman. Always.
Hey, yo, man. Ain't number love, man. You're sending, sending condolences, you know, from UNG all day long. Madman, Miss Jersey, thank you, lady. You know, we got hard times going, so hey, God first, play later, keep your head up, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's we got y'all got ass, we good.
Let's do it.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was telling everybody, you know, tonight's the music industry discussion, and we just going to talk about a few little things, and we're going to be putting people on blast because we got a lot of things we need to put on blast and a lot of people that need to be put on blast because a lot of people need to be told some things. And even though we're a positive show overall, but we allow everybody the freedom of speech to say whatever you want. It's free promotion to everybody out there. That's what we do. As long as it's pertaining to music, it's all free promotion for you guys. And we have Put 'Em On Blast Radio live. Also, with this what's good?
I'm almost there. I'm almost there. But I need you to mute me, right? Because I'm walking. I'm breathing hard. So just, I'll be there in a minute.
All right. It's all good. Shout out to Miss Kimmy Simone. She out in traffic right now. But right now, man, you had hit me up on a topic. Let everybody know what you was talking about before we get into these callers.
Yo, I want to get back into the topic of last week and a new one for tonight. I want to elaborate on last week about artists understand how far their music can go. It can go to videos. It can go to movies, plays. It even get played at halftime at games, during games, NBA finals, things like that. But tonight I wanted to get into, you know, the people out there that's listening and the callers that call. I want to holler at people tonight about in this music, you know what I'm saying, is directors out there, can they make or break an artist? You know what I'm saying? You can have a song talking about God, but your video director can have a video making you think that you shot a video about God, but the video was Illuminati at the end. You know, not to, I'm just using that for an example, but, you know, tonight is a make or break, you know what I'm saying? I got a homeboy, man. His name is John Javier, man. You know what I mean? He said he's going to call in. He got his own network, Indie Vitty. You know what I mean? We working our thing. It's going to be like the new Rap City / Comic View. You know what I mean? We already got things posted up on YouTube and stuff like that. We got a site. You know what I mean? Shout out, you know, put them on Blast Radio. You know, we work with, man.
Up.
You know what I'm saying? So let's do it.
That's what's up. And right now, on that note, we're going to get into some callers. And right now, the first caller, we're going to see who's out there. Say what's good. You live on Put Them On Blast Radio.
Yo, what's
hello,
up, what's
caller?
Up?
What'd you say?
Say what up, caller. Somebody speak up. Speak up.
They quiet. They don't want to say nothing. It's all good. We're going to get into the next caller. Right now, caller, you live on Put Them On Blast Radio. Say what's good. Hello, caller. Everybody getting shy now. They're getting shy. Don't want to talk. Don't want to say nothing. We're going to take another caller. Say what's good, caller. You live on Put Them On Blast Radio.
It was good. It's the homie Band in the building.
What up, Band?
What's up,
Band?
It was good. It was good. It was good. Put them on blast.
What's up with it? He said Bandit?
Yeah, this Bandit in the building. I called up the week and everything, man. What up, Madman? What up, Madman?
What up, big homie? How you living?
I'm doing all right. Cool,
this,
man.
This the host, Crazy Mo, and Miss Kimmy Simone. She ain't online right now, but she'll be in shortly. And as you know, you're Bandit, and you was on the show before, prior to another discussion we was having. And as far as what Man was talking about, what is your take on that topic? Do you think music videos will break an artist, make you or break you?
Well, I really can't say too much about that. What? Anyway, I was just hearing something that was just saying, yeah, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, I really haven't made videos or nothing like that. I'm just, you know what I mean, in the recording process of everything. But as far as making you or break you, I don't think the videos could break you at all, man. It really depends on the artist if you allow that to happen. I really feel like at the end of the day.
I hear you, but at the same time, you know, it can help you too, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Videos can help you. It can help you. I would not say it won't. Yeah, videos really can help you.
Do you think music videos is a big part in an artist's career? Like, do you feel like it's mandatory? Or do you think videos is not really that necessary compared to recording and performing?
I would say videos is a big part because I enjoy watching videos. You know what I mean? I just think really artists really need to stick to what the real concept of their song is. A lot of times I see videos and really don't go with the song. I see that a lot of times. And that kind of turned me away from wanting to see the video.
Now, do you feel like that's the artist's fault or the video director's fault?
See, I have said something to my homeboys about this. I don't know. Obviously, that's the thing. I don't know because I question that. I'm like, who's directing the video? Like, was this the artist's idea to make this video? Because this video sucks. I'm not sure. I really can't say because I know as far as me being an artist myself, like, I shoot, like, little videos myself. And once I get out there, so I have really directors telling me, or even if I have somebody else just shoot me a video, I'm pretty sure I'll be telling them this is what I want because I have ideas for my video. Of course, I'm looking for help also in helping make my video better. But, for the most part, yeah, I have an idea for my videos, and I would like to know who got their ideas.
Yeah, because I see a lot of music videos like that also. You know, the video don't add up to the song. But to me, in my opinion, I feel like videos are good in a way because some people out there in the world feel like a video tells a story, tells the actual a visual story of the person's mm-hmm. song. So if you have a good song with a good video, then when you watch the video, it'll make you buy the music. See what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Course,
it'll get you more into the music. But some people overdo videos, so that's why I say people overdo having videos. Some people got too many videos out there. They shouldn't even have that many videos right now because they're overdoing it. And when they shoot one music video, they overdo that one video. See, when just like the song or when you're making a beat, when you make a beat, you want to make it a certain way. You don't want to overdo it because if you overdo it, then it's too much. You know what I'm saying? Then you'd be like, man, that song is too wild. It's like too much. You shouldn't have added all those sounds in there. If you take some of it out, then it'll be more better. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. So as far as music video-wise, so I, in my opinion, you know, basically I feel like videos, you know, I don't know. It's, to me, I think it's like a 50-50 split. You know, I think it's like a 50-50 split on videos being good for the artist or, you know, the artist, you know, you know what I'm saying? I think it'll make you instead of breaking you more. That's how I feel. But it's all good.
I can go with that.
Yeah, right now, wait a minute. Right now, I don't want to cut you off. Right now, I want to get into another caller. Somebody else just called in. Say what's good, caller. You live on Put 'Em on Blast Radio.
Hey, what's going on? This is John Javier.
John Javier.
What's up, man?
You got much love from Raw Dog Music. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, and it's all good. All the callers online got much love. You know what I'm saying? And I want everybody out there to support everybody that's online. And we was trying to get you in before, but something was wrong with the thing. But we got you here now. But as far as what you was hearing about the topics, do you think rap videos or any kind of music videos will break an artist or make an artist?
Well, I'm going to go back as far as to what, to the beginning of the conversation with what's going on with what Madman was talking about, like the videos that you're seeing now with the industry. What people have to understand is there are professional level videos, just like there are professional level rap artists. And a lot of times we look at a rap artist and we'll say, oh, they Illuminati or they this or they that. And a lot of times they have a portal to a vision that the average people don't have. You get what I'm saying? So it's like that artist is sitting there with that producer or Hype Williams or whoever it may be that's doing the video, and they're like, okay, well, I want my video to have this type of visual. Okay, that's one aspect. That's one aspect of it. To elaborate on the Illuminati situation, I mean, to Illuminati is just to illuminate, you know, which is basically to open up a mind. I've had discussions with people before about that, and I don't feel like it's anything that black people should fear anyway because they take those things off of the walls of the pyramids in Africa anyway. We have to get in tune with ourselves and not be afraid of ourselves and understand ourselves and realize that they're using us against us. So now, that being said, when people look at TV, and I myself have been really studying film and stuff. For those that don't know, I own an online television platform called Verbstar. And one of the things that I've been studying is how film alters mood. How TV, you can watch TV. TV is like it's like hypnosis. And you get the proper song, the proper lighting, the proper color, the proper visuals, the proper shapes, the proper collage. Like, remember as a kid you used to look at kaleidoscopes?
Yeah.
And they used to change shapes and all the change shapes and colors and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff that goes on with that. And to understand human psychic and human psychology through shapes, colors, visual, all of that plays a big part in songs. First, they grab you through your ears. You understand? And those of us who understand music and understand mastering with music, it's a certain frequency. So they tweak your music to a certain frequency. So first they attack your ears. And the next thing is through sight. People can be easily manipulated through two ways, through sight and through hearing.
Yeah.
So if they got you like that, then they can get you through sight. That's why when you hear certain songs, if they want you to like a song, you're going to like it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just being honest with you. I mean, let's be real. If they want you to like a song, they're going to make you like it. They're going to play it over and over and over again until that frequency gets stuck in your head, and then that hook gets stuck in your head, and then that message gets stuck in your head. And then you're going to start seeing it on TV, and the video is just going to drive it. Now, to answer the question about can a video make or break you, last year I did a song called Bravado. And I wanted to, my whole point behind that song was to kill the word swag, because a lot of people don't understand what swag is. I mean, swag is the stolen items. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you look up the definition of swag, swag bag, those who walk around and say they got a swag bag, they got a bag full of swag, that means you just stole everything that you got. People walking around by understanding what they're saying. So you're
everybody
telling me that you
that word swag.
Yeah, you got a bit in style, basically. So I said, well, I want to install a new word into the minds of my people called bravado. Bravado means swaggering bravery. That's taking this word swag and adding it to another word, which is bravery. It means that you just like, you got bravado, you're a hero. Everything you look at, you do it, you go at it with bravado. So it's like I wrote this song and I wanted to do a video for it. I wrote out a treatment for the video, and I got a guy to come in, and he was like, well, I had some ideas that I wanted to do, and I was like, no, we're going to do the video the way I want it done. So we shot the video. We shot the video the way I wanted it done. Now, everybody understands symbolism because, I mean, we all from the streets, we use symbolism. The cliche, I can walk in the rain without getting wet. I wanted to put that into my video. So I wanted a scene where I'm standing in the rain and I'm not getting wet. You know what I'm saying? No umbrella, no nothing. He didn't want to put that in there. It's a lot of stuff that he didn't put in my video. So I was like, he didn't drive home my message the way I wanted it. So, yes, a director, an editor and a director can make or break your vision when it comes to a song. Because what people see when you hear the song, that's cool. And then people are like, man, I can't wait to see this video. I want to see this video. And then when you see the video, you can actually get a visual. And a great director will leave it up to the person that's watching the video to draw their own conclusion. It's all art, you know what I'm saying, to a certain extent. It's all art. You know, but yeah, man, most definitely it can make or break you. And I truly agree with you when you were saying about a lot of people doing a whole lot of videos.
Say what you're going to say.
A lot of people are doing a lot of videos. It's two ways. You got artists that are doing hella videos, and then you got artists that ain't putting no money into doing no videos.
That's a good
start. How about the artists that are overspending?
That's the thing about this music industry, it's backwards, and that's what we're trying to teach everybody and show everybody. A lot of people are doing it backwards, and some people don't even know the business of the whole music, so that's why I feel like most people shouldn't even be doing it. They should go do something else until they learn what the whole aspect of music is, do the background part of it. See what I'm saying? Learn what music is all about, the art of music. Know what music is. Know why music is here. Know what music is made for, what it does to your soul. See what I'm saying? That's why I said we got too much music out here in the world. We got over millions of songs and artists out here, just song after song, mixtape after mixtape. And people's flooding the industry with these mixtapes. There's becoming more mixtape than solo albums out in the world. Knowing you can't make money off of mixtapes, but some people out there are trying to make money off of mixtapes by dumping it off of, hey, give me $5, give me $10 for this mixtape. You know, I got all these professional artists on here. But, you know, knowing they ain't supposed to be doing it, still some stolen stuff or DJ then mixed up some things and, you know, feel like, okay, I'm a DJ, I can do this, I can make money. See what I'm saying? No, that's not giving the artist a chance to show his talent on his own solo project, because when you do mixtapes, most artists out there give 100% on a mixtape. And you'd be like, man, I love that song you did on a mixtape, but on a solo, you'd be like, now, what's up with the solo album? Why that solo album is not up to par as that mixtape was you just dropped? See what I'm saying? It's like, what's up with the lyrics? It's like, what's up with the production and the beats and things? So people need to fix all that. You know, well, this whole industry is just all mixed up. That's all it is.
And to piggyback on what you're saying, like, especially like a signed artist, what people don't understand is like the record label, if you sign to a label, the label going to dictate what songs go on your album. So what the people in the streets are not understanding, people like that don't understand the business, they don't understand the fact that these cats is going out and they doing their own mixtapes. So they putting their heart and soul, what you hearing on these mixtapes is these niggas for real. Excuse my French. You know, that's these cats for real. And then when you get that album with that Sony stamp or that Universal stamp or whoever stamping it, that Epic stamp, when you go buy that off the shelf, you getting something that somebody behind the desk said, I want this song, I want this song, I want this song, I want this song, I want that song. You see
a lot of ghostwriters.
It's not just the ghostwriters, it's the A&Rs, it's the actual people behind the desk that's signing off on the checks to these cats. That's like, you know, like Goody Mob. They had a whole bunch of their albums pushed back, turned away because the record label did not want to take it. You see what I'm saying? That happens a lot on the business side. Look at what happened to the Lox when they were on Puffy's label in the beginning. They got
the
sad on.
Artists need to learn that. See, I wish there was I hope the artists that out there that don't understand that, I hope they tuning in online somewhere. I hope they tuning in listening to that, because a lot of artists that's coming out and that's out in the industry, they do not understand that right there.
No.
They don't understand the business. That's why I said they need to do the business aspect of the industry first before they try to go out and just record a song and just
and
dump it off to the world. Just because you record a song don't mean people going to buy it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody can make a song, but it don't mean somebody going to buy it. Just because you do a song and go throw Snoop Dogg on it don't mean they're going to buy it. Now, people might listen to it because Snoop is on it and they feel like, okay, this might be something tight. Let me hear it. And then you come to find out it's a garbage song, even with Snoop on there. And then people be like, man, I don't want to buy that. I'm not supporting that. Now you're wondering why ain't nobody supporting you and why you're not doing nothing big. And you're like, man, I had Snoop on my album. I had this person. I had that person. Why I didn't blow up yet? You know what I'm saying? Because why? You're using the mainstream artists to blow up. And some artists out there, when they do their solo albums, I'm going to tell all these artists out there, I'm going to talk to them, all the artists out there, when you do solo albums, don't go put hella artists on your CD and make it turn into a compilation. See what I'm saying? Try to do your album by yourself. Only have like maybe one or two people on there, you know, a female vocalist, male vocalist, maybe a rapper or two. Call it a day. See what I'm saying?
I agree. And
let it be. Yeah, don't use other people's fame to come up, like Kimmy Simone said. Don't use other people's fame to come up. Don't use somebody else's name to come up when you need to be coming up on your own. See what I'm saying? Use your own skill and talent to come up. If you got real talent, the world will see it. Don't force it on the world. Just do you, keep it all original, and stay you. Don't be trying to be like the next artist because they might be blowing up or they blew up overnight, and you like, I feel like I can out-rap them. Well, I'm not a celebrity overnight because it's not your time. And look at the way you're thinking. See what I'm saying? The industry don't want all that like that. It might be a negative industry, but at the same time, they don't want that. The fans don't want all that real negative like that. They might like to listen to it off and on, but they're not into it. So that's why artists have got to come with some better music. You know what I'm saying? And I have a question for you, too. What do you think about these artists coming out trying to throw up the Illuminati signs in the videos? Excuse me, making themselves feel like if they throw up the Illuminati sign in the music videos, the Illuminati gonna look at them, or they just gonna get signed to some big record deal or something. You know, they feel like they're part of something. What do you think about artists doing that?
Like I said, man, for the most part, people need to understand hieroglyphs. People need to start reading. If you're gonna be doing this stuff, you got to know what you're doing, and you got to realize what you opening up and what you exposing yourself and what you're exposing people to when you do these things. There's a reason why there are stars on a flag. There's a reason why there are certain colors on flags. There's a reason why things are the way they are. When you look at, you know, when people don't just go out, people that understand, they don't just go out and put signs on stores and stuff like that because it looks good. Those things mean something. So you don't just get up there. It's just like, if you know, I'm from South Carolina, bro. I spend a little time out west. I don't just walk down the street. But I'm saying, you know, I didn't just walk down the street throwing up B's and C's and stuff like that, you know, and throwing up pitchforks and stuff like I'm banging. I don't do that. That ain't me. You know what I'm saying? I understand to somebody that means something. You know what I'm saying? All the way down, I mean, it's the same code goes throughout everything. I mean, Illuminati, if you look at it, if you want to say it, it's a gang. So why the fuck would I walk around throwing up their gang sign?
Like a cult.
Everything is a cult.
When you come more than one or two or three or four or five, and you join in something and trying to convince everybody else to do this one thing, that's the cult.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you are fortunate enough to understand it and know what it is, so be it. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, you know, it's a lot of folks out there that do. You know,
because a person like me, when I first heard about the Illuminati, it was even exposed to me. Anything, you know, first time ever in history was when it came out with Professor Griff with the Illuminati DVDs. That's the first time I ever heard of it. So what I did was, you know, being me, the Virgo that I am, I went and did my homework on Illuminati. So I started digging up things on Google and all these different things and how they recruit and, you know, try to see what their world is like. And I've seen a whole bunch of different things that most people, when they see it, they will not understand what's going on. Because it's deeper, like to say, it's deeper than rap. It's really deeper than what it is, and there's like
and rap. If you look at it like that, if you want to look at it like anything, think about how much of a small part rap is to this country.
Yeah, real, real little.
You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I mean, come on now. Just because you little Willie Johnson. And you got a little album out, and you on TV with your little video, and you throw up a sign or something. I mean, okay, whoop-de-whoop. Who cares? You know, it's totally different as if you somebody who's making billions and millions and trillions and moving the country forward as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, a part of the chain. You can be the lock on the chain, or you can be a part of the chain. Without a lock, that chain ain't shit.
Exactly, because the lock keeps the chain together.
Exactly.
Man, that's some crazy stuff. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station. It's all good. I wish I was here in Cali where I am right now. We can take this on the mainstream live.
We can work that out, Crazy Mo.
And we can, because people out here, see what I'm saying, more and more people need to hear what you said and what's going on, because especially these youngsters, because they don't understand. They don't understand. A lot of people's lost,
man,
in this industry.
Bruh, I wrote a book called A Father's Advocate, and there's some things in there, man, that's so deep. Because a lot of us don't even understand, you know, like the history behind why we even walk around and say we're a part of this organization, that organization. You know, what kills me is when brothers come home from prison and they say they're institutionalized. Okay, shit, everybody's institutionalized. Ain't you been to school? You been to church?
Yeah.
You got a family? Okay, we're all institutionalized. That's America, is an institution. And that's the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get you. They're going to make you understand what rules are, regardless whether you join a gang or not.
Yeah.
Everything got rules.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's what people need to realize.
That is self shit. That itself should wake people up. That in itself should wake people up. I mean, hey.
know it should. Sure, that's some crazy stuff. Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say something real quick.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Miss Lady. I'm doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Madman, I know you're right there, brother. I got you too. And Brandy,
sure.
I got
sure.
you too. I wanna sir, I'm talking to you right now, and I wanna say something to you. I commend and salute you for your maturity. I commend and salute you for your openness, your open-mindedness, because I know you know God, because if you didn't, you wouldn't even take the time just to put it in detail the way you're putting it, and you're taking your time to let everybody hear this. You ain't got to worry about it, because if they didn't hear it tonight, we're going to put this one in rotation like we put the rest of them, because somebody's got to listen out there. The way I feel, children, grown-ups, we all imitate our atmosphere. If you put God first and know your God and know who you are, you don't have to imitate and follow anybody else, because he's going to lead you his way, his will be done. Know that. So I'm just saying to you, sir, I commend you and I salute you and much, much respect for this evening here, because you're also not just telling the kids out there. I'm a big kid myself, and you've taught me something tonight. So I thank you for that. And Madman, Bandit, we all, if we look out for each other, help each other, stick together, we'll conquer this thing. Because love over conquers anything, and we are all talented. Ain't nobody better than the next. Know that.
I agree.
I love y'all, and just know who your God is and know who you are. Figure it out. And you don't have to worry about following the next person's shadow or using another person's name to get where you think you're going to go by using their name, because you're not them. So get over it. Get something for yourself to make yourself stand out. Like my daddy always told me, baby, it's better to be seen than heard.
It's not what you wear,
it's how you're acting when you got it on. It will make a difference because somebody's watching and somebody's listening somewhere. But I'm just emotional. I love y'all, and I just want to keep this thing going. Madman, UNG Records, very sexy lady, all the kids, everybody on that side, South Carolina, from this side to that side. Kimmy Simone, love y'all. And I pray for all of us every night and every day. So just keep your heads up, keep your feet solid on the ground, know your movement, and know you. I love y'all.
All good. It's all good, and it's all love. Shout out to my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. And we're going to get ready to get ready to end the show shortly, but I'm just going to go down the line right now. You give out all your information to everybody and let everybody know how they can contact you.
John Javere, JonJaVere. If you Google that, everything comes up. Hey, I put myself out there so that people can know who I am and what I stand for, so that it won't be nobody out there trying to imitate me in the wrong light.
I
so if you want to know who I am, just Google John Javere, and you'll find out exactly who I am. And all my contact information is right there on everything that I do, from websites, Verbstar, my own personal website, YouTube station, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, all of that is in there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And, man, can you give everybody all your information?
Yo, man, it's the big homie Madman, you know what I'm saying? Like my homie Jim John just said, you know what I'm saying, just Google Madman, UNG Records, and a lot of my information will pop up about what I'm doing in the industry right about now. I got the UNG radio station cracking, you know what I mean? I got a new album I'm working on. I got an album I had out last year, True to You, hip-hop DVD that can go on YouTube. Madman, UNG52, see latest videos, working on some new projects, indie video, hosting a lot of shows with the homie John. We catching a lot of unsigned artists from New York, Chicago, all over. People, y'all tune in and check that out, man. Me and Bandit, we working on a new joint right now, you know what I'm saying? What up, Bandit? You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Crazy Mo, we got the West Coast Awards jumping, man. Shout out Tavis Miller, man. Do some joints, man. You know what I mean? Some underground joints, man. And they're going to be on some mixed CDs out there, you know what I mean? So I got a lot going on, man. I got a lot on my plate. I got a lot to be grateful for, man. So I'm gonna say I'm gonna be thankful to God, man. You know, thank God for everything, you know. And big up Kimmy Simone, man. She be put her heart on the line for what she be saying, man. And on this side, me and Miss Very Sexy Lady, we holding it down, man. You know what I'm saying? So everybody tune in, for everybody that's on the radio station tonight, man. Crazy Mode, John Javere Bandit, Kimmy Simone, you know what I'm saying? Y'all check us out, man. Holla, you know what I'm saying? Madman in the building.
It's all good.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
All love. And Bandit, can you give out your information, Bandit?
Catch me on Facebook, Lorenzo Winbrone. Lorenzo is spelled LerenzoWinBrone. Also, I just put some new tracks on the web, on SoundCloud. I got like about 5-6 new tracks. From my opinion, tracks are dope, so go check it out on SoundCloud. The name is Bandit the Jeweler. Somebody already had Bandit, so I had to put Jeweler, you know, already designed. You need anything customized, you can holler at me. Leave me a message on Facebook, SoundCloud, whatever, you know what I mean? Put them on Blast Radio. What's up, man? Appreciate the love. Man, was good.
What's up?
The love, man. Yeah, get that track popping off. But go ahead.
What's up? All y'all got much love from Raw Dog Music and put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we salute all you guys for tuning in and everybody tuning in on the web. Got much love also. Everybody out there got much love from Raw Dog Music and put them on Blast Radio, even the haters and all the snakes out there. It's all good and it's all love. And once again, a big shout out, you know, for putting them on Blast Radio and everybody out there to West Coast Hip Hop Awards. Everybody go out there August 3rd. You know, in Las Vegas, holla at Octavius Miller, and it's all good. At Yahoo.com, and Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say a few words.
And on that note, big brother Octavius Miller, you know who I am. I love you.
And it's all good. And like I said, everybody out there, just be safe. Stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We all need to unite, and we all need to support each other, and we all need to support our local artists and support your local homeless. No matter where you are, support your local artists and support your local homeless. We got to make a difference. So I'm saying, besides doing all this music, people thinking they're making a difference from just recording music and music and music, nah. That's just an escape route from your pain and your trials and tribulations that you're going through because you feel like nobody's listening. So you grab a beat and you express yourself on a track that is really music, which is real-life music. And the people out in the world, most people, well, everybody is going through the same thing but a little differently. So nobody out there in the world should feel like they're by themselves because you're really not by yourself in this world. See what I'm saying? Just always know somebody out there loves you and somebody out there is going through the same exact thing. And we all need to support each other and help each other in these last days. And that's what my message is to everybody out there and all the kids out there. Get educated. Drop the rags and get educated. That's my motto. Drop the rags and get educated. That's what I'm talking about. If everybody can do that, it'll be a better place. See what I'm saying? And like I said, help the homeless like Miss Kimmy Simone said, and it's all good. And we're going to end the show with Young Game, with Jesus Got Me, his new single off his new album. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we out.
You know, this for my people all around the world, though. Society, pushing back economy. Mine's way too good, she can't even pay the rent. Look at the world.
Now they say I'm headed to the pen. As a black man, did I ever have a chance in this foreign land? Will I ever make it to the motherland? Will I ever learn about my heroes and leaders? Pay for situation. She ain't had no student visa.
Money, fathers, and nothing.